Krishna Book, Canto 17, Vana Asura, Chapter 63, Scene 3, The Prayers of Shivadwar to Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because you have unlimited potencies. No one can surpass your potencies, and thus you are the Lord of everyone. Generally, people consider Lord Shiva to be the most powerful personality in this material world. But actually, Lord Shiva is not all-powerful. You are all-powerful. This is factual. You are the original consciousness or the original knowledge. Without knowledge or consciousness, nothing can be powerful. A material thing might be very powerful, but without the touch of knowledge or consciousness, it cannot act. A material machine may be very gigantic and wonderful, but without the touch of someone conscious and in knowledge, the material machine is useless for all purposes. My Lord, you are complete knowledge, and there is not even a pinch of material contamination in your personality. Lord Shiva may be a powerful demigod because of his specific power to annihilate the whole creation. And similarly, Lord Brahma may be very powerful because he can create the entire universe. But actually, neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation. You are the absolute truth. You are the supreme Brahman, and you are the original cause. The original cause of this cosmic manifestation is not the impersonal Brahman effulgence. That impersonal Brahman effulgence is resting on your personality. As it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the cause of the impersonal Brahman is Lord Krishna, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. This Brahman effulgence is likened to the sunshine which emanates from the sun globe. Therefore, the impersonal Brahman is not the ultimate cause. The ultimate cause of everything is the supreme eternal form of Krishna. All material actions and reactions are taking place in the impersonal Brahman. But in the personal Brahman, or the eternal form of Krishna, there is neither action nor reaction. My Lord, your body is therefore completely peaceful, completely blissful, and devoid of material contamination. In the material body, there are actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. The time factor is the most important element and is above all others, because the material manifestation is affected by time agitation. Thus, natural phenomena come into existence, and as soon as there is the appearance of phenomena, fruitive activities are visible. And as the result of these fruitive activities, a living entity takes his or her form. One acquires a particular type of nature, which is packed up in a subtle body and gross body formed by the life air, the ego, the 10 sense organs, the mind, and the 5 gross elements. These, then, create the type of body which later becomes the root or cause of various other bodies which are acquired one after another by the transmigration of the soul. All these phenomenal manifestations are the combined actions of your material energy. Unaffected by the action and reaction of different elements, you are the cause of this external energy. And because you are transcendental, to such compulsions of material energy, you are the supreme tranquility. You are the last word in freedom from material contamination. I am therefore taking shelter at your lotus feet, giving up all other shelter. My dear Lord Krishna, your appearance as the son of Vasudeva in your role as a human being is one of the pastimes of your complete freedom. To benefit your devotees and to vanquish the non-devotees, you appear in multi-incarnations. All such incarnations descend in fulfillment of your promise in Bhagavad Gita that you appear as soon as there are discrepancies in the system of progressive life. When there are disturbances by irregular principles, my dear Lord Krishna, you appear by your internal potency. Your main business is to protect and maintain the demigods and spiritually inclined persons, as well as to maintain the standard of material law and order. Simultaneous to the maintenance of such law and order, your violence to the miscreants and demons is quite befitting. And this is not the first time you have incarnated, for it is to be understood that you have done so many, many times before. My dear Lord Krishna, I beg to submit that I have been very greatly chastised by the release of your Narayaneshwara. It is certainly very cooling, yet at the same time very severely dangerous and unbearable for all of us. My dear Lord Krishna, as long as one is forgetful of Krishna consciousness, driven by the spell of material desires, and ignorant of the ultimate shelter at your lotus feet, one who has accepted this material body becomes disturbed by the three miserable conditions of material nature. And because one does not surrender unto you, he or she therefore continues to suffer perpetually. O three-headed one, I am pleased with your statements. Be assured, there is no more suffering for you from my Narayaneshwar. Not only are you now free from fear of Narayaneshwar, but anyone in the future who simply recollects this fight between you and my Narayaneshwar will also be freed from all kinds of fearfulness. After hearing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shivadwar offered his respectful obeisances unto Krishna's lotus feet and then left. Thus ends Chapter 63, Scene 3, Prayers of Shivadwar to Lord Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. In his commentary, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti emphasizes that Shivadwar realized in many ways Lord Krishna's supremacy over his own master, Lord Shiva. Thus, Shivadwar addresses Krishna as Ananta Shakti, or the possessor of unlimited potency, as Paresha, the supreme controller, and as Sarvatma, the supersoul of all beings, even of Lord Shiva. The words Kevalam Yapti Matram indicate that Lord Krishna possesses pure omniscience. According to our limited understanding, we act in this world, but Lord Krishna, with his unlimited understanding, performs infinite works of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. As Srila Jiva Goswami points out, even the functions of the gross elements, such as air, all depend on Krishna. The Taittiriya Upanishad confirms this. Bhishmasad Vata Pavate. Out of fear of Krishna, the wind blows. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna is the ultimate object of worship for all living beings. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the words Tan Nishedang Prapadye indicate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is Nishedhavadi Bhutam, the limit of negation. In other words, after all illusion is negated, the absolute truth, Krishna, remains. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentions that the Supreme Lord's own body and senses, as implied here by the word Tan Nishedam, are non-different from the Lord's pure spiritual existence. The Lord's body and senses are not external to Him, nor do they cover Him, but rather, the Lord is identical with His spiritual form and senses. The full absolute truth, therefore, unlimited in all fascinating diversity, is none other than Lord Sri Krishna.
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Hakati Sadma Bandomui Shavadhana Mate Jahara Prashade Bhai E Bhava Toriya Jai Krishna Prapti Hoy Jaha Hate Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Korea Aitya Anna Koriho Mane Asha Sri Guru Charane Rati Eshe Uttama Gati Je Prashade Pure Sarva Asha Chakudan Dila Jai Janne Janne Prabhu She Divya Gyan Ridde Prakashito Prema Bhakti Jaha Haite Avidya Vinasa Jate Vede Gai Jahara Charito Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adyama Janara Bandhu Lokanath Lokera Jeevana Haha Prabhu Kora Doya Deo Mode Padachaya Ebe Just Gushutribuvan Prabhupad Patita Pavan Prabhupad Lokera Jivan Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Prabhupad Om Ajnana Smarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurnili Sangyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Godavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Vishatarine Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad Prabhupad Jaya Prabhupad Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada